Okay, I am in Saint-Louis, Senegal. It's on the northern part of the country. It is historically one of the major points of slave trade for the French colonizers. There we go. I have trouble switching back and forth from French and English, and but it's the colonizers or something like that. But I'm here taking French classes, and it's been really good. I've been learning a lot of French. It's becoming much easier for me to converse in French on a day-to-day basis, and it's very easy for me to tell people that I do not want to buy whatever it is they're trying to sell me. Usually when I'm walking to and from class, they follow me, and I say, no, no, no merci, je ne l'achète pas, je suis passé. So that's what I'm here doing right now.
So tell me about Senegal. Describe the community you're living in.
I live in Saint-Louis. It's about 150,000 people. There's an island in the middle of the river, and then there's the peninsula on the other side in between the river and the Atlantic Ocean where the fish market is, and it's a wonderful odor whenever we drive through to visit the beach. The island is actually a UNESCO heritage site, so it's protected, and I live on the mainland, which is the Sor, which is a word in Wolof, the local language. I actually live in a really nice house for the area. It's very modestly decorated, but it's actually a nice house. Goats run around everywhere. The streets, all the off roads in the neighborhoods are all sand. The main roads are asphalt, and it's a very colorful community. There's lots of colors, lots of foods, lots of smells, some good, some not good. Some make your stomach turn, and others are like the smell of fresh bread wafting through the air when you walk by the bakery, which is wonderful.
Describe your experience as a young white woman in an African country.
Well, they call me Tubab, which is just foreigner, basically. Sometimes it's really aggravating because the taxi drivers will proclaim their love for you when all you want to do is go home and sleep late at night. People will follow me sometimes in the streets and just start talking to me. Sometimes I'll converse with them, and then they invite me to tea in their home, and I politely decline because I don't really want to get myself into that situation. And sometimes I speak in Norwegian because I really just don't want the person to bother me. And they see me and they see, oh, they're a foreigner. But one of the really surprising things is people always think I'm from England. They don't assume that I'm from the United States, which is kind of weird a little bit. I would assume that I was American immediately.
Does your program give you opportunities to either have a homestay or to interact a lot with the Senegalese people?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I am with a Senegalese family, and there's the grandmother and the grandfather, and then their son. And his wife, who isn't here, if I understood them correctly, she's in Italy right now. And then the two kids, a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old.
So, overall, are you enjoying your experience?
I am enjoying it very much. I've had a lot of time to think about what I want to do with my life, which is good and bad, because sometimes I think too much about it. I've had a lot of time to read.
Does your schedule give you time to travel or go to other places?
Last weekend, a whole group of us went to a wildlife park where they have all these birds. And since it's the wintertime, there was a whole bunch of birds there. And there was alligators, and there was these big, giant lizards that were the size of your leg. But we were in a boat. We were away from all of them. And we got to see these pelicans. The way I described it to my parents in an email, I said, imagine the horizon dock and put pelicans on it so you cannot see the cement. That's how many pelicans there were. It was amazing. And 2/3 of them were juvenile pelicans. So it was really, really cool and really bad odor when we were downwind of them on the boat. So there's free time, like in the evenings, a whole group of us will go out, and they have music and they have concerts and all sorts of stuff, and it's all in French, so I get to practice my French all the time.